B-Pod Studios.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
To the left of Mahomes on a third down and 2.5. Takes the snap, dropping back, moving up. He starts to run, then he backs up into the arms of Adam Butler. That's a sack for the Patriots at the Kansas City 43.
You got a flag.
But there is a penalty.
Holding. Defense, number 24. 5-yard penalty, automatic. First down.
Four-man rush. Chunk comes in a late blitzer. There's a flag on the play as Mahomes rolls right, throws on the move, and that pass lands incomplete along the near side. Three Patriots, the closest to the football, unleashed
the
by Mahomes.
Hands to the face in the offense.
Now it's going to be hands to the face, perhaps on the defense. It's on New England.
Illegal use of hands. Hands to the face. Defense, number 91.
Second week in a row for Dietrich
Wise. 5-yard penalty. First down.
Ferentz, the center, turns back to Brady. A check at the line. Edelman motions into the backfield alongside Brady. He takes the snap, hands it off to White, runs it to the right side. James White trying to drive the pile to the goal line. He did not get in. Little misdirection from the Pats. Brady faked the handoff to Edelman, headed it off to White, running into the right side of the line, and the Chiefs come up with a stop.
Are you stupid or something?
I'm as stupid goes.
Why the Patriots were stupid. They certainly had some questionable decisions in this game. So what stands out to you among those decisions? What's a standout item for you?
I want to say going for two, but then I kind of understand why they did it with four. Just a little over 4 minutes left in the third. Like, that's looking at your offense saying, we don't get down here much. You know, you create short fields, you get it in. We may not be back down here. We might only get one more opportunity to score. So we need to cut it to eight. We need to cut it to a one-score game right here and right now.
But the two-point conversion is essentially another score. So if you're in trouble getting in the end zone, I don't see a whole lot of difference getting in the end zone from 10 yards out or 5 yards out or two. They couldn't move the ball. They couldn't score. Obviously, closer is better, but not always.
Yeah.
Once the defense packs in, and okay, they're getting stuffed at the line in the middle of the field.
Yeah, but you go spread a little bit, you go exotic. It's a team that gives up 5.1 yards per rush. You only rushed it 3 yards, just a little over that on them. You're thinking, okay, this is one where we can push them back and maybe stuff one in the middle. Like, if anybody you're going to run it against, no. It's going to be this team. No.
They rush for the entire game. They rush for under 100 yards. 20 of those were Tom Brady.
17 were on that one carry.
17.
Dude. First down.
And Brady had another rush for 3 yards. So you were telling me, oh, all you got to do is, like, run it in for a two-point conversion. They couldn't.
I can't remember series specific stuff, but there are two good instances where I looked at them defensively. And they were in zone on third and like 5 or 4. And they were just easy pickups for the Chiefs. Two of them, there may be three, because I remember two they banged on Kelce.
I remember you saying that, but what was it?
They're in zone. I'm like, they're going to throw it to him. I actually called the play, because McCourty had him backside, and he gave up the middle of the field. They had trips left. So credit to Chiefs, too. I mean, they have so much speed.
That's
it. They go trips with those guys, and he leave Kelce one-on-one backside with a safety.
So.
But shooting fish in a barrel.
When you get in a zone like that, isn't it because you can't keep up with them in man-to-man because of the speed?
Yeah, but I mean, but you go
I know
zone,
it doesn't help.
They're so quick, all you do is get in the middle. Tyreek Hill.
You know what
Tyreek Hill converted one, too, underneath.
It was very familiar seeing a team pick you apart underneath like that at Gillette Stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't that look like what the Patriots have done to team after team at Gillette Stadium for the past 21 games?
Hey, it's tough.
Leading up to last night?
It's tough because on a one third down, too, you elect to go manned. You thought Kelce interfered because he used his ass to sort of shield Gilmore on that one. And then the ball's juggled at the point of where the first down should be. And you lost both challenges there. And that's one where you did go man. So I don't know what you should do. And you went man there. It didn't work. And you lost two challenges. OPI and the spot. I still can't believe where they spotted that football.
Yeah, it's ridiculous where they spotted that ball.
If you want to And I'm not going to over-argue the Kelsey one.
They reviewed it.
Did Kelsey hit him with his ass? Yeah, it was like a basketball pick where you're boxing out. Guys do that all the time.
It was within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage,
okay,
though.
So let that one go. Fine. Tell me how you overturned a spot, and there's a 1.5 yard difference on it.
Or, I don't even care if you didn't determine he didn't juggle it. It still wasn't a first down.
Right.
If once he juggled it, he was like a full yard and a half behind the line. I thought he didn't gather it in until he was a yard and a half behind the line.
And that's on New York. Like, you can't even put that on Boger because it goes to challenge. He's under the hood. Yeah, he's talking to them. They're looking at it. And after you saw five different angles, it's like, there's no way they got this. No way. Not even close. It was like five times more egregious than the Kevin Falk 4th-and-2 on your own 28.
Any second guess on not kicking a field goal and going for it on 4th down from the Kansas City 27.
What condition is Falk in? You know, what's the pain level?
What's his deal?
Pain? What's the accuracy? They probably had a spot in mind. This is where we kick from with him. They just signed him the day before.
He just got sewn back up last week. So yeah, I don't know what his pregame distance was, but I wondered if that was because of Falk.
You're sore for a good 2 weeks because they get you in there with the
muscle. Yeah,
I haven't had it done. My sister. Yeah. 2 weeks of sore.
She couldn't kick after a couple of weeks?
No, 1 week. No.
No kicking.
No kick.
Nope. Don't do that. It's part of the rehab. No kicking.
No.
No kicking in an NFL game.
Nope. That's got to be part of it. That's where that factors in.
I mean, it's 40-plus there to be kicking a field goal. So maybe anything inside of a 40-yard field goal they'd try.
Yep.
Anything outside of 40 they were not going to try.
Bailey didn't have the best punting day at times, too. And there were ones that ended up short, and I thought he could have pinned them back more because I thought the Chiefs, once they got pinned back, you were able to do some things defensively with them. That's where Mahomes got called for, the face mask on Van Noy, almost as a safety, you know, grounding potentially. You back them up enough, you know, teams panic when you back them up. You give them the ball to the 18, it's a little more breathing room. So,
I was about to lose my mind if they were going to call that intentional grounding on Mahomes because he was so far outside the pocket and the ball made it to the first down mark.
I didn't realize he made it past that far first. That's the one I thought, like, okay, he didn't get it back. Oh, he got it back. That kid's got a gun. Kid's got a cannon on him.
I love how Van Noy flopped on it, though, to get the call for the face mask.
How about the one where Van Noy beat him underneath and they called Kansas City for holding?
Okay.
When he never touched Van Noy.
If we're being fair about why they were Van Noy trying to pop the ball loose on Kelsey.
Kelsey's catch.
Instead of tackling him, he got up and ran 12 more yards. I love the punch out play.
What if he
as long as you're going to make the tackle in the process of trying to punch the ball loose?
Like McCourty did.
Yeah. Didn't love that. I'm sure Kyle Van Noy didn't love that. Looking back at it.
If he makes that play and punches out, we're going nuts over that today.
Of course.
Like, brilliant.
Of course.
Yeah.
But punch out play is great as long as you put yourself in a position to make the tackle.
Boy, he and Kelsey.
Didn't touch him.
He and Kelsey went at it all day verbally. Like nonstop. We'll get him. We'll get him Wednesday. That guy's got to talk more smack than anyone. 87. Not the Cal doesn't. Trying to think of other stuff too.
N'Keal Harry being shelved for most of the game.
Is that the right call? I got one more.
Is that the right approach with him?
Was he hurt? Did he hurt his hip?
Barely playing.
How's his hip?
Oh, he's hurt.
Right? Wait, he had a hip. He's hurt his hip.
Well, he's out there for a couple of reps, and the one time he touches the ground, he leaves the game hurt again. So maybe he's barely well enough to be playing in the first place. I don't know.
That's a return game. Punt and kickoff.
Not great.
You got any issues with that, personnel-wise?
Who else do you want?
How about the one that they just didn't send anybody back and that cost them like 20 yards? No punt returner. Cost them 20 yards of field position.
I didn't put that in there, but that could be. It's the second time they've done this year. The other one was Philly. And Philly went nuts and had a penalty. Because, wait a minute, why did Patriots not have a returner? We're doing something wrong here. I think they jumped off sides or had a illegal start.
Sony Michel played limited snaps.
9. Not his fault last night. He didn't get it going.
He had 5 touches, I think, on the first drive.
Yeah. And then that's it. Sit down.
And then that's it. Goodbye. You'll see him early.
Sort of a common thing there. Yeah.
9 snaps.
Early in games and then.
And had 8 carries.
He's good.
That's not predictable.
And he caught a ball, right?
Yeah, they threw
he got the ball all nine snaps?
Yeah, that means every snap he was on the field.
They actually intended to throw him the ball to make sure the team see that.
Yeah. He touched the ball every time on the field. If he's in the game, you're going to him. That's for sure. Makes the most of his time. Wait a minute. I have it backwards. Hold on.
He had nine snaps.
He had...
I thought it was five carries, no?
He had eight. Yeah, sorry. I was looking at the yards. He had eight yards. Is that right? That wire confused that? Oh, that's so bad. Yeah, he had 8 yards on five carries. Sorry, not 5 yards on eight carries.
The first time we ever noticed the snap to carry ratio thing was with Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Undrafted guy. Yeah. That tells you something right there.
Yeah.
If he can only be on the field when he's carrying the ball, that's bad. That's LeGarrette Blount. That's Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. That two undrafted guys.
Those are not first round picks that you're talking about. That's what you're saying.
Blunt force trauma.
Blunt force trauma, yes. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls on the game last night right
after
this.
Thanks for hanging.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mahomes backs up.
Here comes.
Behind
it's that Baltimore
three
stuff.
Teammates into the Wildcat. And it's the pistol formation with Kelce to take the snap. He fakes it inside. He runs it up the middle, and Kelce's into the end zone. Trickery by the Chiefs with that formation. And on the pistol formation, a snap to Kelce and a run up the gut. And another Kansas City touchdown.
Boy, chess versus checkers right now on you. Because right now, you're getting out-coached.
Chestnuts.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
As promised, Jack, your thoughts on last night's game. The Patriots, the officiating.
Can I have a little fun for 1 second?
Yeah, just absolutely, 1 second. Of course.
Jimmy the intern. Who sings this? Go, quickly. That's my point.
That's tough.
That's a hard
that's
one.
That's a tough
Nat
one.
Nat King freaking Cole. My 10-year-old probably knows this.
I doubt it.
I highly
doubt it.
I doubt it.
I'll bet you $1,000. How about that?
Taking that bet.
All right.
He was critical of some of the coaching moves yesterday.
Who's that?
Nat King Cole?
His son.
Oh, Brody?
Booth, yeah.
Shut up.
I'm sorry?
He didn't go to bed till like 11, 11:30.
Nat King Cole? Yeah, wasn't he have a tweet?
He was on TikTok.
How did he do that? Daughter do it?
Wait, no. She's no longer with us either.
Shut up.
I believe she's passed away.
Natalie Cole?
Yeah.
Natalie Cole?
Nobody told me.
Nobody had it. No.
Let's double check. Dead or alive?
No way.
Natalie Cole passed away. Was an American singer, songwriter, and actress.
Is or was. Wikipedia. Is or was.
She was only 65.
That's a game you got to play. Is or was.
Wow.
Congestive heart failure at 65.
Wow.
Oh, man.
They sang Unforgettable together. Not really, but like they snooped it.
We know.
There you go.
Anybody have a hard time sleeping last night? Like,
no.
Staying up from that game? No? Wow.
Yeah, it was up till 1.
I'd be telling my kid would not go to bed. Like, he was there the whole day. I give him credit. 9 hours, 9 hour day for him.
You know what I did?
What?
I hardly ever do this. I got home, went directly upset. It's not late.
Poured a big glass of...
Scotch.
Creme de menthe.
Creme de menthe.
Had a cigarette.
Give me a Manhattan, a creme de menthe, unfiltered Marlboro. Camel. Unfiltered Camel.
Get it now.
Walked in the doors like 10:15, right? Straight upstairs, into bed. No TV, no phone, no nothing. Read for about a half an hour. Out. Done.
What'd you mean?
Oh. Glad you were able to put the loss behind you quickly.
Why was Jim up till 1 o'clock in the morning?
Anger.
I didn't get home till 11:30, but...
She was mine.
And? Then what?
There's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
A lot to catch up on. Read a lot about refereeing. Football Zebras article.
It's true.
I mean, that Football Zebras thing is interesting.
Probably up until about 12:30, 12:45.
I felt better about them after yesterday's loss than I did the week before. about right. their chances going forward.
Well,
I'm one of the rare ones that felt better about that.
Wait, everything in general is heading in a positive direction for you?
That not the schedule, but the actual
right
the way that I think that they can play in the playoffs.
I talked to a player in the hallway, a prominent player, not the quarterback.
Tom Brady.
No, not the quarterback. And I said, what do you make of this? And I'm chatting with him. He's like, we got balls. I know that. We got freaking balls.
Like it's the Belichick, the start of Belichick's press conference when he's like, listen, we competed for 60 minutes.
They know that. Like, all three division leaders beat you. Fact. Scoreboard. You had the ball in your hands. A chance to do something at the end of those games. And you fell short. You did. So,
Let's go to Derek in Foxborough on the refs last night. Derek.
Yeah, the officiating was garbage. It's been garbage for many years now. I mean, Hardy knows this better than anybody. I mean, how many games have they screwed his Lions out of over the years? So it's a disaster. But I don't think that's why they lost, because you look at that Gilmore play. It reminded me of the play from the AFC title game against Jacksonville when Miles Jack forced a fumble and was going to run it back for a touchdown, but they blew that dead. So, you know, they benefited from that in that game. And on the Nikhil Harry play, I mean, they still had first and goal from the three. I mean, you've got to be able to punch that in. I mean, there's no excuse. First and goal from the three, not getting a touchdown.
Derek, what's the referee's name from last night? Do you know it?
Humphrey Bogarts or something? Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Jerome Bogart. Yeah, that's right. No, he was terrible. You're absolutely right. And thank you for the commiserating along with me with the Lions and the officiating. Yeah, this is...
You would know.
It's problematic.
You would know garbage.
How did you know that was going to happen? How did you know?
I didn't, but Jim and I were thinking we might get a good enunciation of Jerome Bogar.
Tom's in New Hampshire. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, so I want to ask you, why do you think Newhouse was in there during that field goal that was blocked?
He is terrible.
Normal. It's normal. Normal for the floating lineman that is active during that game to play PAT field goal block. Yeah, remember when Gronkowski broke his arm? He was the up guy? Probably not going to have that type of player in there. You know, this is where it's a give and take. You want your starters out there playing every single snap. I mean, you're a lineman in the National Football League that started games, whether it was good or not on that left side. You got 8 wins out of this guy as your backside tackle. Should be able to get in there and anchor it down with Cannon instead of letting him run right up that gap. I knew right away. It's Newhouse.
He sucks. He's bad.
Just put his head right down instead of just dropping your ass, putting your head on a swivel, and squeeze down inside. Basic, fundamental, Pop Warner, fifth grade level type stuff. Drop your ass, look inside, squeeze. Protect inside first and always. Where's the best threat to come and get the ball? Up the middle, inside. If you got a fast jumper on the outside, maybe. Maybe on his fastest day rounding that corner. On a delayed snap or kick or crummy hold. It was bang, bang, boom, up. You had no chance. That's not on Folk. Not even close. That sucked.
Let's go to Ann, who's in Maine today. What's up, Ann?
Hi, guys. I just have a couple of questions for you. The first one I have is, how come it's whenever the Patriots lose that you kind of get down on the officiating, which kind of really stunk, to be honest with you. But in the same answer, what do you think New York can do?
I have a question real quick. So when in Baltimore and Houston did we get on the officiating?
I don't understand what you're saying.
You said that when the Patriots lose, we tend to get on the officiating.
Okay. The game in Dallas, when they played the Cowboys.
You beat them.
Okay. You beat them. Botched calls, but you guys didn't really go into it.
Did you hear me? I went nuts on the call for Dallas. I said they got
hosed. The tripping calls at the end of the game?
I called it as it happened.
Horrible. And I criticized it on this very show. So
we played the broadcast.
You don't remember that?
Well, actually, I was in the hospital when that was played.
Oh, sorry, Ann.
No. Then maybe you shouldn't call and criticize then, Ann. That was a horrible call in that Dallas game.
And we said both. I said both tripping calls were absolutely egregious, awful calls.
And I thought the people that defended it here in New England looked like bobos. That doesn't get called like that on a week-to-week basis. It was a point of emphasis.
That you're looking for some. How about the defensive holding?
We have railed on officiating this entire year, whether it's a Patriots game or not. As has most of America, if you've been paying attention. It's been a bad year for the NFL with their officiating. Bad, bad year.
It's not a New England thing.
Come on. Give me a break. We called it out that day. We did not call out the officiating in the Baltimore loss. We did not call out the officiating in the loss against Houston.
I was in Houston. I don't remember bitching about the refs.
No, this is an egregious example of incompetence by on-field officials last night. This is not being talked about just in New England. This is being talked about abroad.
Yeah.
Please. They're ridiculous. Those tripping calls were a joke. Those were bad calls against the team the Patriots happen to be playing.
Yes. Lee, that's just why I asked her. Maybe come at us.
No. All right. Lee's in Rhode Island today. Hi, Lee.
Hey, listen, this is all we're going to hear about is these bad referee calls, right? And how the Patriots got screwed. Well, let me tell you something. The whole NFL, there isn't a team in sports with a more well-known celebrity of getting the favorite calls to win Super Bowls and playoff games. But with referee favoritism, I'm sorry. Ever since Kraft negotiated their referee strike, you guys are always the least penalized team. Uh-huh. But listen to this: Chiefs 10 penalties for 136 yards yesterday. How come I haven't heard that? How are you convincing everybody with a football field and a half and a 23-3 game with 10 penalties for a football field and a half taken away from the Chiefs? I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. And another thing is, which ones were wrong, Lee?
Tell us which ones shouldn't have been called.
Which one do you have a problem with?
Which of those calls do you have an issue with?
Every one of them.
You've exposed yourself.
We also mentioned multiple times how many penalties the Chiefs had.
Yes.
Yeah. For how many yards they had.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a problem with every single one of the calls against the Chiefs. Every one of them was a bad call.
I had a problem with every single one of his points.
Let me tell you something.
Daniel in New Hampshire. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Mediocre, if we're being honest.
Yeah, it's a tough game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. My question is, I think the most frustrating thing for fans is that the system doesn't allow a play like that to be corrected that was clearly correctable by replay. So I guess my question is, do you think that the situation where we lost the ability to challenge on that play needs to be changed because we got one of the two reviews wrong?
Yes. If you're going to keep the same crap crews and you're going to allow these crews, especially Bogers, to officiate, you add two more challenges per half. That's what you do. That's how you fix this.
I was so frustrated watching it, thinking that this play could be corrected if the systematic rules.
Well, if the moronic ref at the goal line, whose responsibility is to signal touchdown, in that case, bang bang, you're trained to signal touchdown to allow it to go to review.
You get more challenges. So what? They're just going to uphold their dumb ruling on the field anyway, like they did on the first down call.
You couldn't even challenge the Dorsett one. Couldn't even challenge that. He got tackled before the ball got there by 2 yards.
Hardy has our headlines. I do want to talk more about Bill Belichick.
Like,
we have some calls waiting on that.
This is what pisses me off. You could see the N'Keal Harry's foot's out of bounds, but you can't see that Dorsett got tackled.
We'll get to those calls on Bill coming up after Read and React, which is coming up next.
It's time to read.
Is that going to make this more or less embarrassing?
No.
And react.
What if Morgan Freeman were Canadian?
Oh, okay. Canadian prison.
With Zolak and Bertrand. On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay.
Yes, let's do it. Read and react.
What if Morgan Freeman was the ref last night?
Okay, I'm a referee.
Okay, Canadian prison.
I'd like to stop the clock at this time right now for illegal procedure. The end man was uncovered. Andy, please reset the play clock to 40 seconds.
Three. Outside you hear the dings and kids all call your name. Daddy!
Can we play the whole song, please?
Ravens beat the Bills 24-17. This one was wrapping up as the Pats were kicking off. Baltimore.
Get me a beer.
Baltimore head coach John Harbaugh on the win.
I feel like it just kind of proves where our guys are at. You know, I mean, we talk all the time. No test, no testimony. You know, I mean, you want to be able to talk about something, do something special, you got to be tested. And this is a National Football League. You're going to be tested, you know, and this is a great football team testing us out there. And for the guys to come through, it's good to pass the test.
I watched that whole game. I did.
Can we talk about how many times you said test and testing there?
Well, it's about fortitude and testing. Like, I give them credit. They're hard. Like, that is a hard team. All they do is throw to the tight ends. And they got a good report on their starting tight end, Mark Andrews. Slight knee injury, not much. That looked bad that, oh, crap, they could lose him for a while. That would strap him down. But they have the ability to get guys open downfield. They use all their tight ends. All they do is throw to the tight ends. You see the one touchdown? Lamar Jackson comes up, he shot puts the ball to the tight end. They're winning ugly. That tells you they're a good team. When you win ugly like that, you're a good team. Good, smart team. Good, tough
team. Or when you have a day where you're struggling on offense on the road against a good defense.
It's a couple in a row now, though.
You pull it out.
San Francisco
did yesterday.
Same as San Francisco. They beat them the same way.
Patriots are going to have to go to Baltimore if they make it that far, aren't they?
This thing's wide-ass open, man. I'm sorry.
What is?
The entire playoffs. Anybody can win this. Anybody can end it. Both conferences can end up there. I'm serious. You see Baltimore not having it one day? Get in there. Say it's Pittsburgh or say it's Tennessee. Say it's the Chiefs.
I think that's you trying to make yourself feel better about how things are trending.
I'm not. You're getting a number two seed. Just lock it up. Now,
if the Patriots had just won nine straight, you're
going to get the number one seed.
If the Patriots had won nine straight and were blowing out good, I shouldn't say blowing out,
beating
a bunch of good teams along the way and exerted their dominance over the conference, we'd be saying, oh, it's wide ass open right now.
They're the favorite, but they are a unicorn based team.
Do you think they're unbeatable, though?
They're different.
You're saying like they're unbeatable.
No one's unbeatable.
I didn't say that. I've never said the Patriots are unbeatable.
I'm not saying
in previous years.
I'm just saying it's not wide open.
Nobody would ever say here, if we're being consistent, that it was wide open if you flip the uniforms of Baltimore and New England right now.
Whoever makes the playoffs in the AFC, whoever's in that AFC title game, I won't be shocked. Any team's got a shot at the AFC title game, I think.
I'd be shocked at this point if the Ravens are not in that game.
Okay.
Yeah. It's looking like Ravens, Kansas City. That's what it's looking like.
Three. Do you understand, bullshit?
React.
Hand me some of them French fried potatoes.
49ers beat the Saints 48-46. Wow. What was the total on that game? Sean Payton after the loss.
You're talking to me right after a tough loss, so are you telling me how I'm supposed to feel?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
All right, I don't feel encouraged. All right, I feel frustrated because we had opportunities earlier in the game offensively to take advantage of field position. We had a number of opportunities. We had missed assignments, so no, I'm not encouraged that way.
Is he getting hammered for his Taysom Hill plays and all that down there in New Orleans? Like, if you're doing New Orleans radio, he had some questionable coaching decisions in that game. He's a little off his rocker.
Well, no, they scored 46 points.
But he's talking about that. Like not capitalizing.
They're criticizing on talk radio about a plays to Taysom Hill, and they scored 46 points. Those guys should be fired.
But then he's also saying that like they didn't take advantage of field position.
All right, I feel frustrated because we had opportunities earlier in the game offensively. Take advantage of field position. We had a number of opportunities.
Wait, when? What is he referring to?
His quarterback. His quarterback threw six touchdowns yesterday. Six.
I don't know.
Six touchdowns.
I don't know.
He had six. Garoppolo had four. Ten in the game. In a game of defense, we played. In a game of no defense, we played none.
It's because they scored most of them late. He's saying like they, you know, wouldn't have had to.
I mean, that became a shootout.
Yeah, it was 28-27 at halftime, though.
I don't. Then okay, I don't know what he's.
What
talking
do you want? 35?
I don't know.
We gotta. I was gonna say, we gotta go out and score 70. Yeah. No excuses not to.
Come watch our game.
Let's go.
What?
The Celtics are back on home court Friday night to face the Denver Nuggets.
I'm just gonna blend every word. It just keeps coming in. It's
Denver Nuggets
way. Christmas. Happy holidays.
We got a long one here. Settle in. Browns beat the Bengals 27-19, but more Odell Beckham Jr. drama. Before
I haven't
the
heard
game.
This yet.
All right. Jay Glazer reported that OBJ wants out of Cleveland. And then reports also surfaced that he's been playing with a sports hernia. So Baker Mayfield talked about Beckham after the game. Here's Baker Mayfield.
The drama is just drama. It continues to be that on the outside. Within our walls, we know exactly what we have, and we have a good relationship where it's very straight to the point. So I'm not worried about
that's
that.
That's good.
Has he ever given you the sense that he doesn't want to be here?
No.
There's also news that he's considering having sports hernia surgery after the season. Can you tell how much that's bothered him and has affected him on the field?
Yeah. I'd say that, you know, it wasn't handled right.
What? Here we go.
A bit more.
Wasn't handled right. He's not able to run as well as he should be able to, as well as he knows, and that's frustrating for him. You can sense that's some of his frustration, where that comes from. So it wasn't handled the right way in our training room. So.
Crimes against the family.
Is that it?
You know, it is what it is. And so his not 100% is still good enough for us.
That's twice. Actually, three times. Wasn't handled right inside the training room.
That's going to be fun reporting for treatment today, huh? Hey, know. Baker, how you feeling? How's your arm? Why don't you get your own freaking ice? How about that? Why don't you rub your own leg?
I don't like Baker. I'm not a fan.
You like this?
I don't have an issue with what he said. I really don't.
What, as a fan or as someone that you were running your own team?
As either. I mean, I don't know what the perspective on that means.
You don't do this.
Does he know it wasn't handled right inside the training?
What's he, a doctor?
He's going based on what Odell Beckham Jr. feels.
Oh.
And if a guy feels like the medical staff didn't put him in the best position.
How's
the
Redskins doing?
Heal or did not give the best advice for surgery or non-surgery.
Redskins.
I actually don't have a problem with players airing those guys out. I mean, he didn't go nuts. That wasn't some awful comment he made. He said the player's frustrated. He feels like it wasn't handled properly.
No.
I mean, we've seen
that. He said it wasn't handled properly. It wasn't handled properly inside the training room. Not that's what Odell Beckham Jr. told me. He's saying it.
Didn't he start by saying, I think he's frustrated?
I saw the tweet on the way in today. He apologized. So he brought more attention to it, said he was wrong on his Twitter. He went to Twitter after he said all this. Said I was misinformed.
Well, then you just suck. Like
what are you? You in or out? You're either all in on this or you're not. Somebody got to him on Twitter. Somebody from the team got to him.
Earlier today, this was 17 hours ago.
Yeah.
My intentions were not to throw our medical staff under the bus. No, I don't know all the facts about Odell's injury. It was emotionally answered because I can sense his frustration, and I care about my team putting us in the best position to win. Those people within our building know my intentions and where I am coming from. I truly believe that, and I apologize to those that don't deserve the backlash. Today was a good team win. On to the next one.
So he put stuff out there that he was uninformed on.
So why? See, now that's just stupid, though.
Yeah. Shows you what a dummy he is right there. I misspoke. I'm not informed on what I said.
But if you feel like medical staff got something wrong and you say it, I mean, I didn't think he ripped them all that badly, other than to say he thought they got it wrong. We've seen that happen before. We've seen that happen in this town with some of the teams and their doctors and their medical staff, and where doctors screwed up pretty badly. And what, as a player, you're not allowed to say that? Like as a regular citizen, you can get pissed off at a doctor.
You're the franchise quarterback.
If it's you and your injury, you've got a lot more wiggle room to talk about
true.
Than just talking about somebody else.
Okay. That's true.
Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Do we have any wipes in there, Jim?
Jesus, Beetle.
It's everywhere.
Boot your pants.
By the way, I got a couple of metal washers.
hanging out.
Oh, you got some
today.
Washers?
Yeah, I don't know what those are. I'm not touching
you
them.
Any grommets?
They're dirty. Just like last week.
Linchpins?
Where do you get these?
I don't know what those go to, but.
Radiostance.com?
Dot net, actually.
I get these at Best Buy?
Sunday Night Football. Rams beat the Seahawks 28-12.
So what a dud of a game.
We have a counter here. How many cliches do you think Russell Wilson can drop in 11 seconds?
It's seven.
Seven and 11, that sounds high. I'm gonna
say four.
I'm gonna middle you to, I'm gonna go six.
Okay.
Here we go.
Where we're trying to go, a lot more season left, a lot more things to do. Everything's still out in front of us. We gotta play one game at a time and just get better, see the film, figure out how we can get better as a collective group. And that's really the bottom line.
Seven.
You know what? See the film is not a cliche. No.
That's a win.
That's a good high five.
No.
That's a win.
That's a good high five.
That's a win for me.
Where we're trying to go, a lot more season left, a lot more things to do.
More things to do?
A lot more things to do.
A lot more things
I don't
to
count
do.
That one.
Why? Everything's still out in front of us. We got to play one game at a time and just get better, see the film, figure out how we can.
See the film is not a cliche.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Get better as a collective group.
In the NFL?
Get better as a collective group.
That's really the bottom line.
Seven.
These are all football cliches. What are you talking about?
I count see seven. The film. It's not
first
as,
time I heard that, I count
not
seven.
To the same level as.
A lot more things to do. Everything's still out in front of us. We got to play one game at a time. And
Hardy, take the L, buddy. Take the L.
Did he say go Hawks at the end again?
Did he say go Hawks?
He always says go Hawks at the end of everything.
I don't know.
Go Hawks. Go Hawks.
I don't know. We're done.
Three. React.
Great. Go nowhere. More to come here on Zolak and Bertrand on yesterday's Patriots-Chiefs matchup and what it means in the AFC and your calls on the game, including some criticisms of Bill Belichick. That's on the way.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
It's like from Animal House. When I go in the dewormer's office,
horse is in there.
Nobody got that. 80% of our audience didn't get that. I don't care. Really? It's like raining and warm out. Snow will be falling in 2 days, though, again, peeps.
Another 2 to 4 on Wednesday?
Nothing. Look at that right on top of the ice. You shovel your deck?
More snow? I have not.
See, you're new over there. That becomes problematic when it gets iced over and packed.
You're
on
new over there? What does that mean exactly?
Is this your first winter there?
No.
Oh, never mind.
So, you've been over to the house yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you made it there, right?
Yeah. Seen
it. It's nice.
Of
nice place. Classy.
Clean.
very much about clean.
Interesting mailbox.
Clean. We got it. I got it. Remind me. I had to ask.
I couldn't stop staring at the mailbox, though.
Yeah. Mailbox is a temporary. We haven't.
You ever go like by someone's house and they just throw up a stick in and then just like tape the mailbox?
No, it's just, not I mean, it's.
Duct tape? They duct tape it?
No.
It's, I mean, it is a, just, you know, like the. Literally, oh, we got to have a mailbox out there for inspection.
Oh, wait,
right?
I got one in the back of my car. Let me put it up.
Yeah, like just the cheapest mailbox you could absolutely get. No, it's not
a
stick.
You got the plow guy to take care of that for you so you can replace it.
I'm not saying anything.
It's on a metal pole. It's sunk, but we need to.
Metal?
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
like a nice wood post?
No, that's what I'm saying. We got to upgrade the mailbox.
Yeah, wood post. Make sure you get the PVC ones.
Did I tell you about this? Couple of, not this past weekend, the weekend before, Blondie gets it in her head that we're going to go mailbox shopping. Uh-huh. As we're out doing something else, right? Katie's gone, we got the boy in the car, and you want to treat a 9-year-old to a fun Saturday. Mailbox shopping, right? So she pulls it up on her phone, drive here, drive there. So we start driving through. We end up.
That's at my house.
Is it?
Almost. That was the old one, sort of.
Well, you know where we ended up?
No.
At the corporate office of
What's the place that you went to, Zoe?
Post Woodworking?
No,
not Post.
Walpole Woodworkers.
Walpole whatever. At like their corporate office address
where there
in Norwood.
No. Mailboxes for sale.
Oh, so we pull up in the circular drive like of the office building. I'm like, all right, get out, go knock on the door. Tell them we want a new mailbox. We had to drive over here on a Saturday. I don't understand. I do. You just trusted your phone to tell you, oh, here's an address for them.
Oh, this is just the offices. Sorry.
Jesus. So, yeah, we...
Hey, you go to the regular one over there in Norwood, Walpole area. Go to Walpole. It's right off 27 there.
Oh, where Walpole Woodworkers is?
Yeah, not Norwood. Walpole. Not Norwood Post. Not Woodward Work. Not Norwood Woodworkers. It's Walpole Woodworkers. Dude. Don't get. You're gonna end up buying like.
So you didn't get one after all that. You didn't get a new mailbox.
Put it in yourself. Just
no,
recommend that. I got a post digger for you.
You got a what?
Post digger for you.
Oh, all right.
It's one of those things that squeeze in. You got to have a pole, a hard pole that you get the dirt all messed up in, and then you scoop it out.
Yeah,
a little bit at a time. It's a good workout.
But then we were going to go over to Jordan's because they've got one inside Jordan's there.
Bisectional.
Avon. And I'm like, oh, yeah, by all means. Now let's take the boy over to Jordan's.
You always find Saturday. You'll always find something when you go there.
That's the problem.
Like, wow, look I'm at like, that.
No, I don't know if they're going to have mailboxes nice in there. I don't know. But they probably do.
You need a pool table?
They got everything there. You can buy a pool table, bar. Air hockey table,
nice,
bar.
Nice one.
Bar. Yeah.
I've looked at those pool tables in there.
Nice. Nice.
This is good.
They're great. They're great the first month, and then they just sit there, and kids play on them.
I still want a ping pong table. Nice. I know. I know.
You don't, but okay.
But I do.
Okay.
Well, at least a ping pong table you can fold up and put away somewhere when you get bored with it.
Yeah. Like, again, the kids, it gets old after a month. Kids today.
Good luck with the mailbox, though. Headlines, 90 seconds, and we're right back to the football
already?
Conversation.
Jim would sign his kid up for ping pong camp. Like, put him in there. Like, hey, you're going to camp, kid. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Ping pong camp.
Yeah. Warwick. And Jim would coach it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.